To talk about why they shouldn't, I'm joined by the bill's sponsor, Republican State Representative Eric Nesbitt. Eric, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate being on this beautiful day. Let's just keep it above 32 for all of our fruit farmers on the west side of the state.
Indeed. You know, I have to admit, I have not delved very deeply into Facebook, and there's nothing interesting to find on my account. But how about you? Are you a big fan of Facebook yourself?
Well, I am. I use it extensively to communicate with my constituents, to be accessible, be accountable to them. I'm active on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Google Buzz. A lot of the social media, I view it as another way of staying in touch. And the interesting thing with Facebook and other social media settings is that the privacy settings are essential.
Well, I mean, you are bringing up a point in the sense that in this case, the teachers, they told her boss that she has the right to privacy, although when you do post something on Facebook, even with the privacy settings in place, shouldn't you be aware that anybody that is on your friends list might either take that information, use it elsewhere, or make it public in some way?
And that's a different issue than going in and asking for your username and Facebook password. Is it not? It is indeed.
Well, look, the reality is employers and certainly schools, they do have a good reason to be concerned about their workers putting things on the web, especially if a parent, like in this case, sees something on a Facebook account that they find disturbing. Shouldn't employers have some ability to monitor what their employees are broadcasting online?
Well, and this specifically says that this is about requesting what your username and password is. And is if you have a policy in your office that says you can use Facebook to, you know, on office time, you can set computers so it doesn't allow for that. If you can, for example, if the employer, you know, if you do something, you know, disparaging, you have a public account, that's a separate issue. But in terms of requesting full access in terms of your username and password, they can, you know, that this is the issue of you going in and actually you can pretend to be that person. You can, you know, have full access to their background and their, you know, in terms of their pictures. Look back, think about it 50 years ago. And, you know, people writing notes back and forth, you know, from other relatives, for example. And if your employer asked you for your post office box key so they can look through your mail from your personal correspondence before you get them at home, is that appropriate?
That makes sense. Although in this,
that's the same equivalent as 50 years ago as it is today.
In this case, the employer told this teacher's aide that, hey, look, if you don't give me visibility to what this parent is complaining about, I'm going to have to assume that it is the very worst case scenario, and then they move to suspend her. Is that not a choice that employers and employees will have to make? If you don't give me access to see what the complaint is about, then I'll have to assume it is as bad as a parent in this case might think it is.
Well, and that's something. If you know, I mean, I worked for an employer that this was a few years ago, that if we had a social media account, that we either had to have it completely locked and not public, only for to their friends, or they highly encouraged us not to even have one. You know, that's a separate policy from coming in and saying you can't. You know, we want to have you what your username and password are, and what they are, so we can go in and rummage through your own life. It's like handing over the key to the front door of your house so they can go look through your pictures. I mean, who's going to let allow them that? And they have gained access to certain things you can't ask during an interview process. You can't ask what their religion is, what, you know, their marital status is, what their plans for pregnancy and other things are, and yet that can all be posted in terms of their own individual accounts. It's just like your own private email account, your Gmail account, or your Hotmail. That's a world of difference from using your own radio station account that your boss has full access to, don't they?
Indeed. I'm talking to Republican State Representative Eric Nesbitt. So do you think an employer has the right, then, to fire or suspend an employee if they get word that something that they've posted online is inappropriate?
Well, people are still, you know, I mean, you know, at will, you know, employees. But there's in terms of what's their, if they're posting indecent things or bad things that are publicly out there, that's a separate issue from, you know, than being able to gain access to your you know, username and password in your own world, the sphere. I mean, gaining access to logging in onto your own Facebook account to that there's a personal email type of things, there's personal messaging things that you would, you know, use on your Hotmail or Gmail, just like any others. There's some settings that are only public for a few individuals to look at, some settings that are only available to your close friends and family. And so these are all settings where individuals should engage. And of course, you know, if you're out there disparaging, you know, your employer on Twitter and a public forum and other things, yeah, there's a, you know, a public forum is separate. If you can, you know, look at it and see what it is, then if you're actually, you know, asking for somebody's, you know, somebody's full access. This has come, you know, overall from the larger stories nationally where you've seen as part of the application and part of the admission process from some of these employers and educational institutions of them asking for their full access to run with their account.
Well, not only that, but employers now, before they hire somebody, they will get a very, very detailed outline of a person's online history. Some of it may involve Facebook information. In general, is there anything wrong with that, with employers having that kind of an insight into a potential employee?
And we're entering into a new age where events of our everyday lives are publicly displayed on a lot of sites. However, sites like Facebook, Twitter, Google, this goes back, allow users to enact strict privacy standards, which many take time to learn and utilize.
So those privacy
tools eliminate the public label, as only those given permission may view the information shared.
So that's a different issue.
I mean, you can go in and you can type in somebody who's coming on and type in somebody's name onto Google and get some of their history or background. And that's different from, you know, going in and saying, I demand full access to, you know, to your own social media account.
Well, an employer can ask, and an employee can say, no, I don't want to give you that account information. Is there anything wrong with asking?
Asking for, you know, having access for, you know, to answers to questions that they can't even ask during the interview process?
Well, obviously,
I mean, you can't, you know, on you know, your religion, on your, you know, your ideas or thoughts in terms of you know, whether you want, you know, a family or indicating your political, you know,
so,
affiliations or other things.
Let me ask you this: where is the line? I mean, that makes sense. You certainly. I don't think you'd want your friends having your account login information, let alone your employer. But where do you see the line being here in terms of Facebook information that is semi-private, is available to the friends of a person, could be in the hundreds, and employers using that information to take action against an employee? Do you think that should be done on any level, or is that kind of stuff really not the domain for an employer to dig into?
Well, in general, in terms of if, you know, the employer is spending their whole time monitoring that, I think, you know, they might have other issues than just that. But there's, you know, there's something, you know, in terms of publicly going around disparaging an employer or being out there. Those, you know, then what we're talking, and I think we are drawing a line of distinction, saying that having full access in terms of your, you know, of having full access to your account, I think is a world of difference from seeing, okay, what has been said publicly, what's their, you know, history online, what's their resume, calling their references. I mean, it's a world of, I think there's a world of difference between, you know, between those. And I think we've made the comparisons in terms of, you know, you wouldn't hand over the key to your front door or nor should you be asked, or you wouldn't hand over your key to your P.O. box to allow your mail to be rifled through.
Indeed. Republican State Representative Eric Nesbitt. Eric, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather.